We had a conversation on the show last week with the brother of Tyler Clementi. Tyler, you may remember, was an 18-year-old Rutgers University student who committed suicide in 2010, and we spoke to his brother, James.
I don't think it was the idea that other people knew he was gay that was the issue. I think it was the way he was treated because of the fact that he was gay.
Among the many responses we got to the story, and we invite you to send yours in still, we got one from takeaway listener Michael Williams in New Jersey. And Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
You know, this story is now more than a year old. We've had lots of time to digest the implications of it. And when many people hear this story of what happened to Tyler Clementi and the manner of his death, it leads them to think about the way gays are treated by the heterosexual world. It looked to me from your comments like you've thought a lot about Tyler Clementi's death, and instead you're thinking about the way gays treat each other. Why?
Well, I just feel that in his death, I wonder how much of it, since we realized that it wasn't because he was worried about being outed, but rather that he was maybe perhaps embarrassed by having his sex life revealed to the public. And if he knew that he would had an option to choose something other than a hookup and having that revealed to the public, if that might have made him less embarrassed and wouldn't have sent him to such extreme measures. I mean, his brother in Out magazine, James Clementi, writes that when he asked Tyler if he had a boyfriend or if Tyler wanted one, he just scoffed at him and said, "I just want to hook up." And he said, and his brother said in the Out article, "Well, I think that's fine, but I think maybe you don't see how much more you deserved." I think with gay men, one thing that I find that I encounter again and again, and it's not just me, I've talked with friends who have encountered the same thing, is that when you talk about wanting a monogamous partner and how hard it can be to find one, a lot of times what you'll hear from other gay men is just sort of a snarky retort, "Oh, well, you just need to get laid." I think there's too much emphasis in the gay liberation movement and gay politics, which fought for men to have the freedom to sleep with whomever they want without judgment, on having multiple partners. But I feel like there's actually not enough unconditional positive regard among gay men to support those of us who actually choose and want to have monogamy. I just don't think that the compassion that we are encouraged to show vulnerable gay youth who are just coming out and who are suffering harassment at the hands of their straight peers should evaporate once we hit 21. I think that gay men themselves can be ageist, they can be racist, they can be materialist snobs, as prone as anyone else to exploit the anonymity of the internet to be cruel and obnoxious to one another. And I think instead we need to show more unconditional positive regard for each other and to nurture the diversity among ourselves.
Do you think that role models like Dan Savage and his It Gets Better campaign has made it better among the gay community?
Oh, I definitely think that it's helpful for gay youth to know that there are people out there who support them and are nurturing of them, and that they don't have the same skills that adults do to cope with that. But I still think whether you're 25 or 45 or 55, that you need to be able to find more support among your peer group, and that includes among other gay men, not just among straight people who are willing to put a message up on YouTube that they support you, but that your own gay peers need to be more supportive of your choices, and that includes the choice to seek monogamous relationships.
Minority within a minority. Michael Williams, takeaway listener and 42-year-old gay man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
He's responding to the conversation we had with James Clementi, Tyler Clementi's brother, and you can respond to that conversation or the one we just had at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.